Arts. Catch you next week.
Welcome to Chimes. I'm Paul Gough, the best in guitar music from across the planet. And you know that I'd go further afield if there was such a thing available, but we are limited to the confines of Earth. And I'll tell you what, there's enough jangle on Earth to keep us going for many, many days. This show only goes for just on an hour. So I hope you'll celebrate with me some great music. If you're in lockdown, you know I'm thinking of you. And of course, I'm saying this if because I know Heard First on 2SER in Sydney and all of Sydney is locked down. But I speak on behalf of all our listeners because this goes right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network who share in our thinking of you. We're with you in spirit. And hopefully these songs will lift your spirits. You'll hear some great tunes. And I'll try not to talk as much. How many times can I say that? How many times can I say it? I really do want to do that because I've had a little bit of a nutty day. And that just means the quicker I can do this, the quicker I can play your songs and the quicker I can make myself feel better too. We'll hear the sort of agitated pop of Dry Cleaning, a group I've loved, but I haven't played with you on the program before. We'll hear matching them up in sort of a little bit of a... sort of like what good food and wine matching. I'll be matching the sounds of Dry Cleaning with The Fall. I think that's, they can hear the yays in the background of people that are very excited by that. We'll hear from The Tide. That's not spelt in the manner in which you would predict, the T-Y-D-E's that have very much a touch of the Tom Petty's about them. And we'll go down the shoegaze rabbit hole. Yes, again, there's a new group called Sungaze. And as soon as I heard them, I thought this is Lush Part 4. If you know who Lush is, if you're a fan of shoegaze from the 80s, those sort of wonderful chiming atmospheric sounds, part Cocteau Twins, part just damn good indie pop. Let's start off with a group who are so popular at the moment, and I'm so excited for them because they are fantastic. Originally from Tassie, now based in Melbourne, but loved right around the planet. I speak of Quivers, whose album this year has come out in Golden Doubt, and many people much in love with them. I had a lovely email from Sam saying, you know the earlier Quivers stuff? How about you play something? Sam, I'm on your side. Let's hear something from their excellent first release, We'll Go Riding on the Hearses, which originally came out on cassette and now, with much love, I think it's in its second or third pressing of vinyl. Let's hear a track from that. This is Quivers and Driving Rain. Bottom till they pull you up. Track there from Sydney band Sleepy, who recorded that in isolation from their bedroom studios. That was last year, so I'm hoping Sleepy are hard at it again to bring us some more fantastic, high-quality tunes. They're a three-piece, and the track, their most recent, Flowers, from May last year, but let's hope they're making use of their time in lockdown by creating some more brilliant tracks. Prior to the sounds of Sleepy, we heard from Quivers, and as I said, that's from their very first excellent release. A slow build for the band, but it was their presence at South by Southwest, pre-COVID, obviously, where things really went off for them. And they played extensively around America and became much loved. And this has led to their brilliant album that's come out this year called Golden Doubt. We've played a few tracks from it now. And it was good. Thanks, Sam, going back to their early work, which was originally recorded in Hobart and is a love letter to vocalist Sam, lost his brother Tom unexpectedly in a freak diving accident. We heard the track Driving Rain from Quivers. This is a little show called Chimes, heard first on 2SER and right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. I heard this track the other day. It's a new one. But in listening to it immediately, I was transported back to the heady days of when I first heard Lush. Now, Lush are a band from the UK, part of the, well, you know, they get sort of lumped in with the shoegaze movement, I guess, because they had this cavernous sound. To me, they had more of a connectivity to, say, the Cocteau Twins, gone a little more pop, gone a little more sort of understanding of the lyric. And I loved Lush. Just a really beautiful sound. They sort of released their EP at the same time as Ride. Ride were on Creation, Lush were on 4AD. I was living in Canada at the time. And when I heard both of them, I knew I was experiencing something pretty, pretty special. So let's hear the latest track from this group called Sungaze. I'll tell you a little more about them after the we've played these two songs. Body in the Mirror, as we'll hear that first. And then I'll play you as a sort of a joining the dots, the sound of Lush. And a classic track of theirs, Scarlet. First up, this is Sungaze.
Thank you.
Isn't that great? You can get that on the box set Chorus if you don't have all the original recordings of Lush, four-piece originally from the UK, and they sort of have revamped themselves. One of their former members sadly passed away last year, and I'm just trying to think of the name of the band. I can't, and because I haven't played them, I'm going to just say that was Lush from the brilliant track Scarlet, a big favourite of mine. As you can tell, I'm getting older and my memory. I just have these what I call etch-a-sketch moments. I don't know if you have that. You're in the middle of about to say something and someone goes cha-chink, and all of a sudden you think, what the hell was I about to say? We started with Sun Gaze, and I do apologise because I called it shoegaze. Well, apparently now the terminology for this particular sound is dream gaze. I love the music, don't get me wrong. Some of the times the descriptors leave me scratching my head a little. But anyway, guitar-driven, dreamy, spacious 60s psych sound with the underlining dream gaze undertones. They're a duo. I had a look at their photo and they look like they're from the Amish community, whether that's their intent. Maybe that's the look the young folks out of Cincinnati are wearing at the moment. But tell you what, sounds really good, and they've got an album that's coming out shortly called This A Dream, self-released. I'll be bringing more of Sun Gaze to your attention over the coming weeks. This is Chimes. Get in touch. Love to hear from you. Chimes at 2SER.com. 2SER.com is with Chimes at the front of it is the email. And I'll say hello, reach out to you. Be lovely to hear from you. Let's hear something a little more angular now. I love this kind of stuff, and often I'll play the gentle. This is what I love about guitar music. There are so many variants. As I said, I go for that sort of, jangly sound, dare I say. But this has got a bit of a sharper jangle. Yes, it twists and turns. And I love the spoken nature of the lyric of this group, who bring back a wonderful post-punk angularity They're called dry cleaning. They've been around for a while. Everything they've done is great, and they've just gotten better and better. This one's from last year. I think they've got a new EP out at the moment. But I want to go back to this track because I don't think I've played them before, and that's, well, bad on my part for not doing that. We'll also hear from The Fall, who are sort of the godfathers of all thing odd and beautiful. And many an email I've had saying, play The Fall, and I can't play The Fall every week, but today's your day. And I don't have your email in front of me. I think it's the same person writing over and over. Anyway, let's hear now from the aforementioned dry cleaning. This is Scratch Card Lanyard.
Thank you.
taking you back to 1983. And by that stage, The Fall had released six albums. That was from the album Perverted by Language. And it was their first number one album in the UK indie charts since their earlier release in 80, Grotesque. Of course, they never topped the charts in Australia, which is, I think, something that is terrible. They certainly got played a fair bit, I guess, on community radio and the like across the years. But there should be a whole Fall channel, I think, at some point. I Feel Voxish is the name of the track I shared from Perverted by Language. Great track from The Fall. Marquis Smith, one of the great lyricists, one of the great odd bods from the musical timeline. I only saw them towards the end of their career, sadly. Would have loved to have seen them right in their sort of fiery best, which I think there was a great recording out of Melbourne from 1982. I think they played in Sydney around the same time when they even appeared on Donny Sutherland's Sounds at the time, which I still remember as being one of the great odd moments in musical interviews on commercial television. But The Fall, I Feel Voxish. We heard Dry Cleaning with Scratch Card Lanyard. And yes, I love that kind of intoning. There's quite a few bands, is it the Cool Greenhouse in recent times, have done a similar kind of thing. But yeah, lots of bands. Mush, you know, sort of bringing back that beefy bass lines with sort of odd time signatures from time to time. And the jangle scratch sounds like he's playing with razor blades. Gives you the allows them into the honoured halls of Chimes. This is Chimes, heard first on 2SER and right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network.
Would you like Kylie Alder singing on your next single? Due to the COVID-19 lockdown, we've extended our deadline for our Kylie Alder song competition. So if you have a great boogie, soul, funk or disco sounding track, head over to 2SER.com/KylieComp to enter, and you could have your next song pressed to vinyl with Kylie as the vocalist. Brought to you by 2SER, Groove Scooter and APRA AMCOS.
Hi there, this is Stuart Coop from Dirt Music. At 2SER, we're doing our best to keep you company during lockdown. So stay safe, look after yourself and each other. And of course, music is the best antidote to everything that's going on at the moment. You can tune into my show on 107.3 FM on Saturday afternoons between 1 and 3 o'clock. Or, of course, you can listen on demand at 2ser.com.
Kiwi indie rock four-piece Marco Road have just dropped their debut album, Stranger Days. Singles include Surfing on Mars, Helicopter and Don't Keep Me Waiting. The festival favourites are touring in September with all shows sold out and more to be added. Marco Road have fast become one of New Zealand's favourite bands. Stranger Days is out now on vinyl and digital. Visit marcoroad.co.nz. 2SER sponsors.
I've spoken on many occasions about stumbling across tracks, and I have absolutely no idea how I found this one, but I'm glad I did. It's the music of Sam Wright. He's from LA. He's got a couple of tracks up as a name your price option on his Bandcamp page. He's been, well, his first release came out in 2014, which is a bit of a different feel to what he's released in his last three singles. And this one is the first of those singles. Last one came out in September last year. This one's from May. It's called Where'd You Go?
tried to before, but then you said those words. I just never understood. I'm trying, so soon we're dying. You should never say the things you said. Try to forget, but they're hard to forget now. Why don't you make me over now? Fix everything that been you. I told you before, but I could never say it straight. I guess I have always just been waiting just for the day when it's not all or nothing all the time. Mine could be yours and yours could be mine. T-R-U-E-L-O-V-E, that's the promise you made to me. T-R-U-E-L-O-V-E, that's the promise that you made. T-R-U-V-L-O-V-E. Rock on. Rock on.
There are a few bands that, for me, absolutely nail the jangly sound, but perhaps their songs are a little more, when I say adult, I don't mean sort of naughty or risque. I'm talking, they're more sort of articulate, intelligent, and maybe don't have that sort of dumb catchability that some songs have. Sorry, I'm not being negative. I love this particular group, a three-piece from the United States that appeared on the Teen Beat imprint. Teen Beat, of course, being the label that belongs to Mark Robinson of Unrest fame. And, of course, he's also been in Air Miami and a couple other great bands. But the group I just shared with you, True Love Always, are described as a neo-bossa nova indie pop trio who formed in late 1995. Look, all their stuff is really, as I said, very catchy, very clever, twists and turns you don't expect. And that's from a 7-inch they released, I think around, about the same time, 96, 95. I can't remember now, but I had digitized that in recent times, stumbled across it the other day. From their Take Me Over 7-inch, I played you the title track, and it's just great. I just love the way they play their guitars. And as I said, lots of little unexpected flourishes in there that always make me think, why don't I listen, or why don't they be played more rather than listen? Why don't people listen to them more? Why don't I listen to the way I speak more? From True Love Always. We started before that, the sounds of Sam Wright. It's a good track, very catchy little track. And as I said, it's a name your price thing. So you just go there, give him a buck, give him a cent, give him nothing. Give him something. Sam Wright deserves your hard-earned, particularly if you like the song. You can find it on his Bandcamp page. He's originally from LA in California. This is a little show called Chimes. Heard first on 2SER. How are you going? Good. I hope you are. I'm thinking of you, wherever you are in this great, wide, wonderful land. The clientele, if you love gentle pop, this is the band for you. Seriously, they are so good. So, so good. And I think a nice little segue from True Love Always. Let's hear them now. This is a track, Lamplight.
Love you. There's a lot of bad mouthing behind every back in here. I look at myself, I shake my head, I wonder why. There's a real social whirlpool center round any cowboy mile. Rent in a space between the neck and the nose is the mouth of derision. There's a lot of bad mouthing behind every back in here. I look at myself, I shake my head, I wonder why. There's a real social whirlpool center round any cowboy mile. Rent in a space between the neck and the nose is the mouth of derision.
Ah, the Jazzeteers. Such a great Scottish pop group. Formed in 1980, they recorded for the Postcard record label, and their early works sort of got glazed over. And in recent times, they have had their music issued or reissued on the Cherry Red and the Marina record imprint. So they recorded this great album, which sort of ended up not really much happening with it. I found their record in good old Ashwoods. And many of you that remember that secondhand record store in Sydney, where you used to come away from going through even just one or two of the crates or the records in their particular wooden boxes, you'd come away with your fingers absolutely stained like you'd been reading newspapers for 4 years or smoking them or something like that. Anyway, I found that Jazzeteers record. I think it had like $1 or $2 on it, not realising its value. I don't think Rashwoods knew it at the time either. Looking like an old, mirroring a Velvet Underground's cover, because it had the yellow and black embossed image, but not of a banana, but of a revolver. And featuring some killer songs from songwriters Ian Burgoyne and Keith Band. I love their material so much, but that's from a later recording of the Jazzeteers when they got back together just a few years ago now. That came out on the Creeping Bent imprint. Blood is Sweeter Than Honey was the name of the album, and I shared with you the track Cowboy Mouth from the Jazzeteers. We heard from, look, they have such a wonderful sound from the UK, from London, and they have a sound that is unique, yet, well, there's a beautiful familiarity to their music, something that is quite gentle and warm. They're called The Clientele, and I heard it was one of their very early singles that came out on a little 7-inch. I still remember a stunning sort of pale pastel yellow in colour, the record, but the sounds that came from it just seemed ever so sweet. Love You More Than Ever was that track. But that's from their album that came out called The Violet Hour. And I played for you the track Lamplight. Quite a long track, but a beautiful track from The Clientele. Hope you enjoyed that one. They're still making music. They released a really great little single last year. Orpheus Beach, I think, was the name of it. You've been listening to Chimes. Well, let's see what we can get in the next little bit. This is a group that, as I said, if you're a fan of Tom Petty, you can't help but like The Tide. Brent Rademacher, who is in so many fantastic bands. I first discovered his music under the name Further, not to be confused with the Perth band of the same name. This is from the album Once. This is New Confessions.
Do new confession. You don't want to know, but you want to know what feeling she used to show. You don't want to know, but you gotta know just how far did they go. Bitter soul, but it's okay, 'cause I'm just doing the things that I want to every day. Another lesson learned, now I'm the person burned by the new confessions. The new confessions. The new confessions. The dirty new confessions.
New confessions from the tide. Look at that old clock on the wall. Where does time go? Well, in an hour you can only fit in so many tunes, but I guess who's got more great music for you? Stuart Coop with Dirt Music. See you next week.